about what you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
We are on this Thursday night, and we thank you all for joining us here on Republic and Uncensored Radio Free America. I am your radio avenger and the Paul Revere of talk radio, sounding the alarm. And let me tell you, lately we've been sounding a lot of alarms over these issues that threaten our very existence as a nation. It has gotten that bad, as far as I'm concerned. I think it's reaching the boiling point now, and no issue cuts to the quick, as far as I'm concerned, like the U.S. Supreme Court decision and its repercussions pertaining to Kelo, the Kelo case in New London, Connecticut, with homeowners, that have been slapped now with eviction notices to vacate their own property to make room for Big Brother and big corporations. And with me, once again, who was with me a few months ago when the decision came down on John Stadtmiller's program that we filled in for, is the former mayor of East Hartford, and that's Susan Neep. Is that right, Susan?
That is correct, Rick. And how are you and your listening audience this evening?
Well, I don't know about them, but I know I'm pretty well upset. And, we've been dealing with this and the politics of Hurricane Katrina, FEMA, Big Brother, incompetence leading to more government, controls. And I don't know.
Could not be better said, the word incompetence. Absolutely. And regrettably, not enough people are taking their government seriously and becoming a part of it and scrutinizing it and speaking out on issues. But
I'm glad you are, and you have been in that seat, the seat of government, the seat of the scornful, to use a scriptural phrase.
Well,
you know whereof you speak.
Right. Well, I am the former mayor of the town, but I'm also president currently of the Federation of Connecticut Taxpayer Organizations.
Exactly.
Right, and we've been really doing battle here as it relates to the eminent domain issue.
Mm-hmm.
You must meet these folks in New London, absolutely fantastic folks that are just simply trying to preserve their homes and to keep it from the large corporations coming in and forcing them out.
Well, it looks like we may have that chance. A bunch of us may just go down to New London when the time comes, and we want to stop this process of eviction. And I know that it's a process that is, with deadlines that have been announced, and we'll talk about it when we come back from the break. But what were you going to say before we do take the break?
Well, when you do come back from the break, I'll give you some news which you may not have heard about today as it relates to the governor of Connecticut, Governor Rell.
Governor Rhody Rell, right, exactly.
Jody Rell.
And we shall do that, and we'll invite callers to join us as well. I know many of our callers certainly have reached the boiling point as well, but we still are capable of some rational discussion here. Unfortunately, many of the politicos have gone beyond the pale and are not capable of rational discussion. So we'll be back. Our guest is Susan Neef, and we will be back with her. And your phone calls will begin the program, because she only has time for an hour with us tonight. And remember, the number is toll free, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, we'll be back to start the program.
Thank you. The Berkeleit's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleit, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleit is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleit, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we are. And our guest again is Susan Neath. By the way, Susan, for those who don't know yet, how do you spell your last name? That's very important.
Okay, my last name is spelled K-N-I-E-P as in Peter. And again, I'm the former mayor of the town of East Hartford and currently the president of the Federation of Connecticut Taxpayer Organizations here in the state of Connecticut,
exactly.
The state where we have given new meaning to the term eminent domain.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I don't think we have to go over that to any great degree. Most Americans, most listeners know that that decision has resulted in the angst of a lot of people from all sides of the spectrum, as a matter of fact, and it has cut to the quick about what is our form of government and when does government have the authority to condemn property under eminent domain laws. And I know that, see, I was reading Joe Farah's column from News.com, Newsmax, I believe it was, and basically he was talking about Mr. Michael Cristofaro and what happened in his case, despite the fact, this was a few days ago, that Governor Jody Arell suggested moratorium on eminent domain cases in the state be considered. The town council, apparently, or the board in particular, has gone ahead and decided to send out eviction letters and has given the homeowners 90 days to vacate. As a further insult to injury, they have decided to require the homeowners to send them a $600 a month rent. And my eyes almost popped out of my head, Susan, when I read that on the air, believe me. So you want to update us on this now?
Well,
tell us what's the latest.
Yes, and you did a very good job, and absolutely, that is the status of the issue. However, one other matter has come to light today, and that is that what we did is we started a call-in campaign to the governor. We had emails going into the governor and also to the Democrats who hold a majority in the legislature. We have the support of the Republicans to call an immediate session, to bring them into an immediate session to undo the crime that has been done against us here in Connecticut, specifically those folks in New London. But we cannot get the support of the Democrats here in Connecticut. They just want to stall and stall and want to go into next year, and then they suggest that there will be a resolution, but they're not sure exactly what that will be.
Well, they've got a lot of nerve. I'm telling you, this is an issue that has alienated so many people. For them to do that, that should spell the death knell of most of the Democratic
Party. Oh, absolutely. And what the governor has done today, though, to her credit, and, you know, we are a state that has made headlines nationally as it relates to our last governor who did not fulfill his term and is in jail. We now have the lieutenant governor who has stepped in, Governor Jody Rell, who has done an exemplary job. And as we would have expected, she today came forward and asked that those notices be rescinded. And now you have the town council, because I think there's been so much pressure put on them in New London, calling for the consideration of basically disbanding this NLDC, the New London Development Corporation.
And the way the Constitution is set up and the laws, they can do that? They have the authority to do that?
Oh, yes, because this is what has happened, and I'm sure that folks that are listening to your program know this. Generally, the precursor to eminent domain is redevelopment. And redevelopment is generally placed by elected officials in the hands of what are termed quasi-public agencies. And these are people that are appointed to these pseudo-development corporations. Mm-hmm. There's no accountability to the public. I mean, you're really lucky if you find out anything that's going on within these agencies. Mm-hmm. They give themselves great big salaries.
Yes.
They say, hey, we're doing something good for you, when in fact you really don't know what they're doing for you. And so basically you don't have the elected officials to count on to protect your interests, because now it's under these pseudo
development corporations. Yeah, they pass the buck on to others, and this is typical of government all across this nation, by the way.
And what is happening, though, is these agencies are made up of some very politically powerful and influential special interest groups.
Yes.
And these people are making big bucks. Redevelopment is big bucks, big dollars. So you have attorneys, you have developers, you have folks who are feeding at the public trough, and books have been written. In fact, there was one recently, and I can't recall the gentleman's name, but who indicated that, you know, when you give to these private businesses tax breaks and everything that the taxpayer ends up having to pay for, you really don't come out ahead in the end. And really what should happen is the process should work itself. We live in a free society where people can buy and sell property under the dictates of the laws of our government. No government agency should be allowed to come in and confiscate anyone's property.
And by the way, I should add that this is nothing new. These cases have been going in the courts and have been going on for some time now, for at least the last 10 or 15 years that I can recall. We've had these corporate interests coming in, trying to cut a deal with the legislature and the, as you say, you know, these front groups, the New London Development Corporation, try to cut a deal where they promise so much in return. And essentially, all the politicians and the bureaucrats have to do is just condemn the land and kick the little folk off, because, after all, this is all done allegedly and purportedly on behalf of the greater good of society.
And we know that there are very few people who really will speak out. People are pretty much intimidated, and they're frightened. And when they're approached and they're told that either you give your property to us or we're going to force you into the courts, and these people know they have to get attorneys, the homeowners do, they're threatened, they're intimidated, and they give up. Well, you know, to Suzette Kilo's credit, she did not give up. She's really a woman of substance. She has fought the battle for years and on behalf of all of us in this country. So certainly we need to get behind her and stand behind her to make sure that her home is not confiscated and stolen from her.
Is anything carved in stone yet as far as these eviction notices and as a particular date when these people are expected to get off of their own property?
Well,
that's
as you say,
to change.
Right. As you say, a 90-day notice, what would that do, take them into Christmas? I mean, what is this, the Christmas present from
the Grinch.
State of Connecticut?
Yeah, we'll make it the Grinch.
Really? And, you know, our state legislature here in Connecticut, I am just appalled because you have so many state legislators throughout the country who are passing legislation and protecting the rights of their citizens, everyone but in the state of Connecticut.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, we're looking at the culmination of events here now in this country. And I am a kind of person who does see a pattern behind things. And I don't like to suggest it's all by accident or that because we see these big internationalist groups that are doing the same thing with our whole government. They're making us subject to treaties and various international organizations that are really having the effect of destroying our sovereignty as a nation. They're doing it with various treaties, or whether it be Codex on vitamins,
absolutely,
CAFTA, FTAA, and all of this stuff. Now, what they're doing is, I believe, in the final judgment, the final plan is we have to eradicate this concept, this small little concept called private property, because, you know, private property has always been the cornerstone of liberty and freedom. And
absolutely.
Without it, we don't have freedom. It's that simple.
In fact, to quote John Adams, who was our country's second president, when he reflected on the passion of our forefathers on property rights issues such as these, And he stated, and I would quote him, the moment the idea is admitted into society that property is not as sacred as the laws of God, and there is not a force of law and public justice to protect it, anarchy and tyranny commence. And how true, because here I am the head of a taxpayers group, and I can tell you, as outraged as people are over the increase in property taxes, could never compete with the outrage that I have seen from the public as it relates to the confiscation of private property.
Now, you know, when this issue first came out, I was on the air with you, as you know, several months ago, and the dynamism was red hot. People were just ringing the phones off the wall all across the country.
Mm-hmm.
It was major, intense debate, anger, and so forth. Now, have you personally seen in that time a diminution of this effort, or have you seen it stay the same, or have you seen it, if anything, increase in ferocity?
I think that when this first of all, I think that people were kind of shell-shocked initially, and yes, you know, they paused, and then all of a sudden they got very angry,
and
they started calling into the shows. I was doing a show out of New London on a weekly basis, and calling into the shows and outraged and all of this. And then it kind of tempered because they saw states on their own, their state legislators, taking action to protect their rights. And, of course, you always have the taxpayer groups such as myself and taxpayer groups throughout the country who are spearheading these efforts and making sure that they come to fruition. But I think what happened within the past 2 days is that when the public, and this is both in Connecticut and out of Connecticut, when they saw what happened with these folks in New London after the governor asked for a moratorium until the legislature put together some kind of a plan as it relates to eminent domain, asked and thought she had gotten the support of the New London Development Corporation to stay that and to keep that moratorium, and then to find out these people had gotten notices to be evicted, I think that really set the fire again in people, you know, being burning mad.
Absolutely. Now, Mr. Cristofaro is one of the people who is quoted here, and of course, he is very upset. I've heard him on the radio also, and maybe we'll hear from him tonight. If not, we'll get him on the show. There's no question. Stay where you are, Susan. We have to take a quick break, and we'll invite callers to call in right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams. We'll be back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Rick Adams, and we are talking with Susan Neap, former mayor of East Hartford, now with the Federation of Connecticut Taxpayers of East Hartford, or of actually the whole state. Is that right, Susan?
Yes, that is. And in fact, what we did, as soon as we heard that these eviction notices had been sent out, we began a campaign. I would invite your listening audience to visit our website,
yes.
Which is ctact.org.
Right.
Again, that's ctact.org. And we encouraged our members and anyone visit, you know, who's aware of what we do, because we also do a publication called Tax Talk, which we had sent out yesterday, to call the governor, to call the basically the head of the Democrat legislature for Connecticut, and to encourage them to do something to help these people, to save these people. As I say, what we learned today is that the governor did, in fact, issue a directive that those notices be rescinded. So we're hoping that they have been. We're hoping that they're listening to the governor. But we need teeth in this action. We need that by laws that are passed by the state legislature, which sits here in Connecticut doing nothing.
Yeah, and the by the way, the last time this issue came to the fore, the Attorney General was heavily involved in defending these actions, wasn't he?
Well, in defending the New London Development Corps.
Yeah, exactly.
And then after the decision
Baptist.
Was made by the Supreme Court,
yeah.
You know, saying how terrific that was.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, we saw him on television, and we, by the way, you know, we watched his lips moving with great joy,
mm-hmm.
great bliss, and saying that these are the kind of people who are supposed to represent the laws of the community and are supposed to prosecute criminals, and here we have this guy.
It's pretty scary, isn't it?
Overjoyed with criminality, yeah.
Well, it's pretty scary, and what's so interesting is that Attorney Blumenthal, you, no matter where you are in the country, if you pick up the paper, mm-hmm. you're on the net, mm-hmm. is suing someone somewhere every day. So that over things that you might question these lawsuits, but
uh-huh.
when you see people's rights are being infringed upon, and we live in the state where that originated and initiated, mm. and our state legislature is doing nothing, and he serves at the head as the Attorney General,
and, you know,
pretty sad.
We've seen the same thing here in Rhode Island and everywhere else with the paint issue, the lead paint issue, where
mm-hmm.
the Attorney General will vigorously go after the company, whether or not there's any merit to the case, simply because they're looking at the evil white-collar corporate criminals, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they have to pander that image to the public, and then they're looking at the dollar signs and how
mm-hmm.
much money can we bring into the state coffers. There's no justice, first and foremost, in their minds. It's
right.
all about politics as usual, as far as I'm concerned. So.
Well, it is, and it's a pretty frightening situation because we have, there are so many special interests in all segments of government which are influencing our elected officials,
yes.
and they have the control and they have the power over them. Right now we are debating, they are debating on the Hill in Hartford, the issue of campaign finance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's so interesting here is that our legislators have what are called personal PACs, political action committees,
yes.
and these are funded by lobbyists. And who are the businesses that fund the lobbyists? You know, half of them, we don't even know who they are. But this money is used for these legislators for their own personal interests. It could
mm-hmm.
be paying for an apartment for one, which
mm-hmm.
that was disclosed, paying for a cell phone for another. These are certainly ethical and moral issues and should not be occurring, and especially when we have a governor who was in jail and you have a state legislature who didn't even expose that. We had to have the federal government come in here to protect us and mm-hmm. to expose what was actually going on in our federal government.
And that's draconian, to say the least. That's a scary thought, considering how corrupt all government is. And, you know, the higher up you go, the more abuse and corruption, obviously. All right, we have people on the line willing to chitty-chat with us, as they say. But I don't want to start the calls now because the clock is telling me we've got a break in about a minute or so. So let me hold Jeff in Massachusetts and others. You want to get on the line now? When we come back from the break, we will take your phone calls. And, of course, you know what we're talking about. 800-313-9443 is the number. No other issue like this gets people angry and startled. And you know, it's not just this issue, but as I say, the tie-in with every other assault on our freedoms. We see the what's happened in New Orleans with, you know, these cases of people being told to surrender their firearms, law-abiding citizens being told they have no right to defend themselves against any intruder. And this, along with the private property confiscation, these are fighting words. As I've said, Susan, we are now beyond the point where our founding fathers were when they fired the shots at Lexington, Mass. I mean, they had to take action. They realized
mm-hmm.
it was beyond the pale. King George was not going to be reasonable, and they had to do something. We're beyond that point now. As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it is an extremely, extremely sensitive issue, and it is a frightening one.
Well, it's true. I mean, look, the government takes more now than it ever did
mm-hmm.
under King George, not only percentage-wise, monetarily, but it's taking our basic freedoms that even the king didn't interfere with.
And they've taken our jobs.
Everything.
They've taken our jobs and they're taking our homes.
Everything, yes, indeed. Okay, 800-313-9443 is the number. We're speaking with Susan Neep, and, of course, she represents that website you can get on, ctact.org, as well as the Federation of Connecticut Taxpayers. We'll be back with Rick Adams and your call.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the CalBend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, CalBend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because CalBend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call CalBend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a CalBend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalBendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
And we have returned to the program, 800-313-9443. I wonder if there's still fire in the belly of Americans across this country over this decision and this war, if you will, on private property, and we'll find out. Jeff in Massachusetts, you're on the program. Hello.
Yes. Now, let me really make your blood pressure go up with
no,
this.
No, I can't afford that. I'm sorry, Jeff, I can't.
Oh.
I'm already on enough medications.
Well, here it is, which is with this eminent domain thing that's happening, I see a sickening scenario of the government pushing the proverbial Mr. Jones out of his house to tear down his house so the government can build more housing to house the refugees from the war in the Middle East. Because that's all we're going to be getting from this Middle Eastern adventure is refugees. And if Haiti has one of these little revolutions, well, we have to house the poor Haitian refugees. And we have to house all these refugees. Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Jones, you old goat, you got to leave.
Interesting.
I mean, you know, we've already seen that over the years since the 60s with the corporations and businesses doing business with the federal government, the contractors building these homes for the aged. mm-hmm. and these high rises and so forth. And mm-hmm. look at the scandal and the corruption that's come out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw that with the whole business of public domain, and urban renewal was a classic
yes.
example
right.
of how that was deliberately perverted, and the building of the highways and so
mm-hmm.
forth. How many politicians raked in big bucks because they were in the right place at the right time, huh?
Oh, absolutely. And the contractors and the attorneys and the consultants and all of these folks who are making the big bucks.
Yeah.
This is a profitable enterprise. And the one thing you can always count on is government will always have the money.
Yeah,
oh,
and
yes.
that's the problem. They scream they don't have the money, but here they are raking in the big bucks. And it's never enough, is it, Susan?
Well, no, but they'll always have the money because all they have to do is increase the taxes, and
yeah.
they do that quite well.
Yeah, I mean, you see the results of the gambling casinos, and you could
mm-hmm.
probably tell us with the casinos in Connecticut. Has that alleviated their
no.
fiscal crisis
well,
or not?
No, and that's what's so interesting is that, you know, we were told that once we had the income tax, you know, that would alleviate any problems that we may be having financially. Once we had the lotto, the gambling, and all of this, and nothing.
We
they
were
just
told
keep
the same thing
spend.
In Rhode Island. Yep.
But you have to understand. You see, we in Connecticut have the distinction of having the highest bonded debt per capita in the country.
That's true. That,
okay,
that's totally
and our.
True.
And our bonded debt is now at $13 billion. Every year in interest, we pay $500 million in interest alone on that debt.
And they talk about Taxachusetts?
Well, no. I mean, we hold the record. It is estimated that the folks here in Connecticut work the longest than any in the country just simply to pay off their taxes in all forms, and that's local, state, and federal.
And this from the Constitution state, huh? How ironic.
How ironic.
It's incredible when you think about it.
Well,
Jeff, go ahead. We don't mean to drown you out, Jeff. Go ahead. Continue.
Oh, yes. And let me give the other prong of this, too, which is, it's going to be harder and harder for people to own houses. In Massachusetts, for instance, a good rate of pay would be like $15 an hour or even $17 an hour. That is, if you're not connected in any way, shape, or form, and so forth, the rents in Massachusetts are at least $1,000 a month minimum, or to $1,500 a month. If your take home pay is $500 a month, add that up, that's $2,000 a month, you only have $500 to play around with. The other $1,500 is going for your rent.
Absolutely. And then let's throw in this other factor, and that is health insurance. There are many people today who don't have health insurance, and if they have a home, that is a crisis situation without health insurance, because they have to go into the hospital, they will lose their home. And here's the irony of that. In the state of Connecticut, I thought to myself when I was trying to help a senior, a woman today, who received a notice from the Social Security office that her Part B of Medicare, whatever, which had been paid for by the state, would no longer be, and she had very limited resources, mm-hmm. so she was at risk of losing mm-hmm. her health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
When you have criminals like John Rowland in jail, he is in jail, he has free health insurance. When he leaves there, they don't try to take his house.
You are absolutely right. Let me close with this. Theodore Roosevelt said there is no room in this country for hyphenated Americanism. Simply put, the people who can afford the rent are minorities on Section 8, and that's communism. Communism aims to divide people up, and that's what you're dealing with here in this country, and particularly in the Northeast. The rest of the country will reflect the Northeast. Thank you very much for your time, and have a good one.
Thank you, Jeff.
Well, what is interesting, I'm also in real estate, and I have a real estate license, as you will recall, years ago, people had to scrounge together about 20% to put down to be able to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
Not so today. People are given, without anything down, 105% mortgages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So...
And the problem that we have is people are literally building their debt.
And right.
We're finding they cannot service that debt.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is some nice people come along,
mm-hmm.
and we see in the papers every day, I read the legal notices, these people are mortgaged to the hilt, they can't
mm-hmm.
pay. Somebody comes along, pays the rest of the mortgage, and they get the property.
Mm-hmm.
And these corporations, it's amazing, because not all of them are trying to do this. There are some decent corporations
mm-hmm.
who know the way to go about it is to approach the property owners directly.
Absolutely.
And that's the way it should be. You go there, you say, look, we'll give you X number of dollars. Just we want these parcels, we want this land, and we're
right.
going to build a drugstore,
mm-hmm.
or we're going to build a department
mm-hmm.
store, or whatever. And
could
that's
you
the way
even,
it should be done.
Could you even begin to imagine, though, and your listening audience who's sitting in the comfort of their home,
yes.
Could they even begin to imagine going to the mailbox tomorrow or having a sheriff show up at their door? Whatever the vehicle may be, that would hand them an envelope and tell them that they are at risk of losing their homes.
Well, look, if it was Jesse James that came to your door and said, give me your property, what would you do? You take a gun. I mean, I hate to be this crude, okay? I'm going to say
uh-huh.
this. You take your firearms, Davy Crockett, and you'd say, look, get off my property
mm-hmm.
within 5 seconds or I'm going to be shooting where you're standing. And he would leave, knowing
mm-hmm.
he was outgunned if the people were armed. Now, when the government comes to the door and
right.
sends an eviction notice, all of a sudden we're all afraid, we're all kowtowing,
mm-hmm.
we're frightened
mm-hmm.
to death. And, I mean, this country wasn't founded that way, Susan. And I'm not trying to stir up a real violent situation. All I'm saying is that how much more
mm-hmm.
will people take of this assault on their liberties? It's coming from all forms of government.
Well, you know, it's interesting you should say that, because
yeah.
we were talking about that this evening. How many times have you heard someone say to you, you know, everything is so negative. If you talk against the government, you're negative.
Yeah. Yes, we've been conditioned to think that way, haven't we?
Well, the majority of the public has been conditioned that way,
yeah,
yes.
That's what I mean, yeah.
And right. Well, tell me something. What is more negative than a group of innocent, very poor people being basically murdered because the government did not come to their aid?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there anything more negative than that?
They're expendable, yeah. Yeah. And they're not of the right race, or they're not of the right, you know, economic status and so forth. So they're considered expendable. And it
right.
doesn't matter which party. It's the same across the board.
Oh, of course it doesn't.
And,
of course
and, you know,
it does not
right,
matter.
Right, right. I mean, it's wrong, and it's being done to us, and this is supposed to be a representative government.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be a republic. And yet, in a republic, the law reigns supreme, not the will of the people. If the will of the people is to 51% to take a person's property and vote to steal or confiscate
mm-hmm.
or hang that individual, no. The law says you can't do that. We live in a republic that protects minorities, that protects the individuals who's outdone and outvoted, you know, by the special interests. Yet it's not working anymore.
But do you realize, though, that we, as the citizens of this country, a country which is of, for, and by the people,
yep.
that we are our own worst enemy?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely we are. We have
by our complacency, by our refusal to speak out on that which is wrong, whether it is the hurricane where innocent people suffered, whether it's Suzette Kilo and her
yep.
Neighbors who stand at the
mm-hmm.
risk of losing their homes. And, you know, the millions of people who have had their homes already taken from them, who were afraid to speak out.
Well, you know, that's the thing, is history is repeating itself, Susan, and what we are finding today is there is this great fear, and we hear it from time to time. I get calls off the air now, and people, you know, will say, well, I don't want to go on the air because I don't want people to hear my voice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people to recognize it. So why? What are you afraid of?
Right.
We have reached that point in America now where everybody is so frightened and paranoid,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be targeted. But they don't understand. If we don't fight now and we don't do what we have to do, we ain't going to have to worry about it, because we're all going to be in the same slave camp.
Well, I think that everyone is waiting for someone else to do it for them, to protect them
right.
and to protect their property
rights.
Well,
you're right. Just the other day, I was in a local bakery here, and I was saying, and the individual was an older man, said, yeah, this is terrible, blah, blah, I agree with you, we're going to do something. You lead it, and I'll follow. And I said, no, why should I lead it? I said, why don't you get off your duff? You're an old man. You haven't got much time to go now. Why don't you lead it for posterity? Take to the streets. I'll follow you. We'll march. We'll do what needs to be done. But
well,
they're,
you know,
looking to me to do it, you see?
Well, you know, what is interesting is that people don't even attend meetings of their government agencies locally within their own municipalities, within their towns.
Exactly what I was going to say, Susan.
I would venture to guess that many of them don't even know the name of their mayor, know the name of their town councilors.
But they know every sports team in the community, don't they?
Oh, ain't that the truth?
They know
absolutely
every
they
Little
do.
League group. They know every movie that's playing, every music shop, every dance that's... But they don't know who's the one that's putting the screws to them.
Absolutely.
And that is a very sad commentary. And, you know, Charlotte Isabee, who was in the Reagan administration, and came out, wrote the book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America.
Absolutely.
She was right. We are being dumbed down, cultured down, and you know when you do that, what happens? You have a bunch of people that are ready to go right into the coolers, right into the ovens, as it were, because they'll do anything the government tells them to. I hope that that's not the majority of Americans today. We've been seeing great response on our program, and people are angry. The problem is they're so angry that I'm afraid that it may spill over into the streets, and that's exactly what the government would like, to have people do something and then step in and restore order, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've got us like a catch-22 here.
You know, well, the public doesn't understand the power that they have, and the power is in their vote. Absolutely in their vote. I mean, if they thoroughly looked at those people who are leading them, so to speak, within their own municipalities, and they decided, gee, I'm paying too much in taxes, or they're not listening to me, would you tell me why they vote for the same people again?
Yep. No, you're right. I mean, I can't argue with you here, because we, just our own town and where I am, the mayor gave himself a $20,000 raise after the election. He proposed a raise. That's a $20,000 raise. The city council, all Democrats.
Well, that's unusual, because most town charters, and I can tell you ours, would not allow that.
Well, what happened was he proposed it. And, of course, the town council went along, and the legislature had to approve of it, the General Assembly. And they did. They said, go ahead, give the man a raise. Who cares? You know, the people. You know what? Let me tell you something.
And you had both political parties supporting it.
No, but they had a meeting on it. They had a public meeting on all of this, and the town budget is discussed. Five or six people showed up. Five or six people.
Now, do these people complain because their taxes are too high?
Absolutely not. We have the dumbest population, the dumbest sheeple that say, so what? Who cares? He's doing a good job. Give him a raise. Of course, many of them are town workers. Many of them work for the state. Many of them are on the dole. So it's very difficult to get the average taxpayers stimulated enough.
Right.
But you're right. What I'm saying is we don't need to take extraordinary measures.
No.
If people will, in fact, show up at these meetings and vote this down. Now, where the problem is, where you got the FedGov and other agencies stepping into local affairs and saying, we don't care what the people say. We're going to order, for instance, a new school. The federal judge said you got to have a forced busing and what have you. Mm-hmm. And that's where it becomes so tyrannical that you have to do something. All right,
right.
Let's take some more calls now. Dr.
Sure.
Pretorius from Tennessee. Hello, you're on the program.
Hi.
Yes, sir. Speak right up with our guest, Susan Neep.
I've got a question for you and Susan.
Okay.
What could you do about those Democrats in the legislature that are stonewalling your problem in Connecticut?
Well, what the people could do, if they wanted to do it, and they truly believed in their heart of hearts that they were in control of their government, which I'm not so sure they do believe that, but if they did, they would simply say to these folks, you either do what you need to do, which is an ethical and moral issue to keep these people in their homes, or you will lose your jobs, we'll fire you next November, and mean it, and get rid of them. Many of these, just the same way in Congress, in Connecticut, our problem is, we have many of these elected officials who run unopposed, so that there isn't even a challenge. You see, I'm a believer in our country. We need an independent party because we do not have a two-party system, either at the federal level, the state level, or the local level.
I agree. We need more parties.
Well, we need at least one good party.
We need two, obviously, isn't working because they're both the same.
Absolutely they are. And what we need are people who understand that they have, they themselves, as taxpayers, as voters, as citizens, just simply citizens of this country, have a responsibility to become a part of the system, if only by speaking out on issues and letting their local officials know that they're watching. And that's what we as a taxpayers group try to do. We try to enlighten the public, to let them know that they need to become part of the system, not just complain about the system.
Look at it this way. That example I just gave, Dr. Pretorius, okay, of the mayor giving themselves, you know, voting for a nice $20,000 increase. If 50 or 75 people showed up there and they were outraged, and they believe me, that would not have gone through.
Well, let me just tell you something. In East Hartford last year, we fought to have the charter, two changes put in our town charter. One was an automatic audit of projects that were over $500,000. And the reason we did that is because we could not get our elected officials on the town council, the budget-making authority of the town, to audit those projects. So we thought, well, fine, let's make it by law. The other thing was to give automatic vote on the budget. Yep.
I got a break, okay, gentlemen?
We'll come back.
Sorry. We got to come back. Can you stay a little longer?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll do it then. We got people on the line. We'll be back. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America with Susan Neep.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Ageless Youth Enhancer, all organic, beyond berries. That's the product. Look 5 to 10 years younger. Add 10 years to your life. Have vibrant energy, glowing skin, radiant complexion. You name it, you'll do it. Made up of 15 of the most powerful berries from South America and the Orient, including some of the well-known ones, goji, Asia berries, noni, pomegranate, red raspberry, and many others. The strongest combination of free radical destroyers and powerful antioxidants with an AURAC value of 75,000. There are no preservatives, no pasteurization, none of that. In fact, it's organically grown. Tastes like fresh raspberries, comes in easy-to-use pure powder or 300 capsules. Cut down on your doctor's visits. Get healthy, and get healthy gums and teeth as well. To purchase, call Barbara at 800-543-6606, 800-543-6606, and ask about being a representative yourself.
Hello, this is Christine with BringEmHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order with no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria? We need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back with Susan Neep, and she heads up a taxpayers group in Connecticut. She's also got a website, ctact.org. You can go on it. We're talking about the Kahlo decision, private property, eminent domain, and all of this. And Susan, did you say you could stay until after the top of the hour for a few minutes?
Yeah, well, I'm not even, to be honest with you, I don't even have a clock here, so I'm not even sure what time it is.
We've got about 6 minutes left in this hour or less, and then we've got about four calls here. We've got to finish.
Sure, absolutely,
okay.
Absolutely. In fact, what I'd like to say, and I know you're about to take a call, is that last year our group, the East Hartford Taxpayers Association, was very instrumental in opening up our charter and giving the public the right to vote for their budget. Now they do have to collect signatures of 4,000 signatures within 15 days, which is a near impossibility. So this year what we've done is we've run a slate of candidates in this election, and if we are successful, then we will give the voter the right to vote for their budget automatically.
Right, exactly. All right, we still have Dr. Pretorius from Tennessee on the line. Are you still there, Doc?
I'm still here.
Okay, what else did you want to add to
right, one more question,
sure.
Susan.
Yes.
Okay. Does Connecticut use electronic voting machines?
No, although that is in the exploratory stage.
No, I mean, are you still using a ballot, I mean, that people write on?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I thought you meant the computers. We are not computerized.
Are you on
You're not using touchscreen voting?
No.
I think he's asking. Okay.
Yeah, we don't have touchscreen voting, although I believe that that is ultimately going to be implemented, and that in itself might be the subject for another one of your programs, because
very
that is
scary.
Extremely controversial.
You bet it is. We've talked with... Yeah, go ahead.
Susan, that can be a big problem, you know,
yes.
Because there's been an awful lot of elections in the United States of America that have been coerced by that touch voting.
We're well aware of that.
Oh yes. A lot of controversy.
Thank you, Dr. Pretorius. I got to move along, though. Clinton in Wisconsin, you're on the program now. Hello, Clinton.
Hello, Rick. Hello,
yes.
Sue.
Yes, hi, Rick.
Hi, I'm Clinton from up in Milwaukee County, and a new development has occurred in our ability to defend ourselves from these municipal controllers and their alderpersons, who are our real domestic enemies here in our locale, from bringing these sexual predators into our neighborhoods. Any personal property owner right now has to pay attention to the fact that this is the end of the year when we go to pay our taxes. The law, generally speaking, says the only time you can challenge an assessment is when within a certain period of when your taxes are due. So what a lawyer is... This is Delano versus Village of Elm Grove, newly filed suit to challenge this village who brought in sexual predators to say, hey, my home is worth zero. Who's going to buy up my home with this freak living in a neighborhood? And so, all right, now what we need to do is we need to discuss this strategy to use to bring these people to their knees, because the only way to do so is to use the things they really care about, which is their filthy lucre. And we take this initiative from one community to the next throughout a county. They do have the ability to force every community into a class action suit. So let's say in Village of Elm Grove, where Delano versus Village of Elm Grove is occurring, four or five more citizens pick this initiative up and file suits of their own, claiming their assessment is wrong, and their homes are no longer can be taxed because their property is worth zero.
This is very interesting. You're saying that there is an actual suit that has been filed by homeowners.
Yes.
Because someone who was in jail for...
I'll tell you what, hold those thoughts. Mm-hmm. Clinton, you stay there. We'll be back with this question when we return in a moment, okay? All right, we'll be back in just about 60 seconds, hour number two. Uncensored Radio, Free America, only on RBNLive.com and a host of affiliates.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.